Talking today with Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the promotional efforts that beef checkoff dollars are being used for right now, including our Oklahoma beef checkoff dollars. You're also working with some other beef councils when it comes to some digital efforts on behalf of beef producers.
Yes. As we speak, we have digital marketing efforts in five states. One of the opportunities we have with the internet is that we're not bound by the borders of Oklahoma. We recognize that Oklahoma has less than 1.2% of the U.S. population. And so we've worked for the last 3 to 4 years with other state beef councils in helping to amplify national digital advertising with two goals. One, to inspire people to purchase more beef, to prepare beef through online cooking videos. And the second is through driving them to our website. And so we're currently in, I think it's our fourth year of doing this campaign. But we hit the five states that are the largest key population centers, like California, Illinois, Florida, New York, where we can do the best to reach the most people efficiently. Last year, we drove over 130,000 visitors to the Beef It's What's for Dinner website, which I think is like we're getting them one step closer to that purchase. And then we had over 300,000 video views of our beef videos that are just wonderful. But, you know, if you want to look at the website as a whole last year, Beef It's What's for Dinner had over 4 million visitors last year. 77% of them were first-time visitors. So what that tells me is that our advertising and how we're reaching out through them through search advertising is working.
Well, certainly, we've seen a lot of activity on social media as well as the website for the beef industry, for the beef checkoff. And there's some coordination right now of all the information that's out there regarding beef coming under that one banner, Beef It's What's for Dinner.
Yes. One of the things that we're working towards is really evolving and modernizing the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. I mean, it is a brand. People know it. They love it. And so we need to work to modernize it. And while it's central to our marketing and direct-to-consumer, our social media and our Facebook is central. But we also are working to consolidate all of our websites, whether it's Facts About Beef, beefretail.org, BeefFoodService.com under one flagship site. So it will be the destination, BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com, for anyone searching for any information about beef. And we feel like this is one of the most, the best things that we can do to help evolve and modernize the beef brand.
One thing that the Oklahoma Beef Council I know has done for bunch of years, about as long, I'm sure, as you've been there, maybe even before that, a real conscious effort of working with health professionals and folks that are influencers.
Yes, working with health influencers has long been a target of the Beef Checkoff. This past summer, in fact, we've been very busy with media and media training, beef nutrition seminars, and ranch tours with both future and current dietitians. Dietitians are the largest group of health nutrition professionals in the country. They have a lot of influence, whether it's the education that they're doing within the community, with their own patients, in the hospital systems. And so if we can get them in the door, we can spend time with them, help them understand how we produce beef, introduce them to ranchers and farmers, show them the science of beef nutrition, and we can really move their opinions. I looked at a statistic. We always do pre and post surveys to say how effective are we being. And we can double the number of dietitians from one program that are as willing to recommend beef as likely to recommend beef as they are to recommend chicken, then we know that we've done our work.